This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Two anti-coup protesters were shot dead by riot police who fired live rounds Saturday in Mandalay, Myanmar's second largest city. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
Local media have reported the shootings had occurred in Myanmar's second largest city, Mandalay, where tear gas, water cannons and rubber bullets had been used on protesters earlier in the day. Anti-coup protesters in Myanmar's two largest cities also paid tribute to a young woman who died a day earlier after being shot by police during a rally against the military takeover. U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price offered his government's condolences and reiterated calls on the military to refrain from violence against peaceful protesters. The military seized power earlier this month after detaining Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, saying elections in November were tainted by voting irregularities. I'm Sarah Bassett.
A Moscow court on Saturday rejected Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's appeal of his prison sentence, even as the country faced an order from a top European rights court to free the Kremlin's most prominent critic. A few hours later, a judge in a separate case ordered Navalny to pay a fine for defaming a World War II veteran. During the first court hearing, Navalny urged Russians to stand up to the Kremlin in a fiery speech, mixing references to the Bible and Harry Potter. Earlier this month, Navalny was sentenced to 2 years and 8 months in prison for violating the terms of his probation while recuperating in Germany from a nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Three separate explosions in the Afghan capital Kabul on Saturday killed at least five people and wounded two others amid a surge in violence in the war-torn country. A Kabul police spokesman said the first two explosions took place 15 minutes apart, and a third, targeting a police vehicle, took place 2 hours later. No group immediately claimed responsibility. It wasn't immediately clear what caused the blasts. The majority of bomb attacks in Kabul in recent months have been sticky bombs, explosive devices with magnets that are attached to vehicles and detonated by remote control or timer. Indonesia's capital and its surrounding cities were hit by severe flooding Saturday, forcing at least 1,000 people to flee their homes. Rescue services were deployed in Jakarta to help evacuate people stranded by severe flooding after heavy rainfall. The Jakarta Regional Disaster Management Agency noted that as many as 193 neighborhoods in South and East Jakarta were submerged by floods as high as 1.8 meters in parts, causing more than 1,300 people to flee. The floods were caused by heavy rainfall and overflowing rivers that crossed the area. The Indonesian Meteorological Agency has warned that extreme weather, including heavy rain, strong winds, and thunder, is expected to continue for the next few days. It has asked residents in densely populated areas to remain vigilant. Warmer temperatures spread across the southern United States on Saturday, bringing some relief to a winter-weary region that faces a challenging cleanup and expensive repairs from days of extreme cold and widespread power outages. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The Houston Food Bank, where Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was on Saturday, is just one of the 12 organizations getting donations after she started a fundraiser for Texans.
When disaster strikes, this is not just an issue for Texans. This is an issue for our entire country.
Also, they're lending a hand and calling for an inquiry. Democratic Representative Sheila Jackson Lee.
I have 20 years of experience with 20 years of neglect by the state of Texas.
And Sylvia Garcia, who was one of the millions without power.
The response could be better from our state leadership. It could have been better in preparation.
The governor has said it's a big challenge, and they're working on it. Power is back now for the most part, but water is an issue with so many burst pipes. I'm Julie Walker.
Artist Arturo de Modica, whose sculpted charging bull in New York became iconic of Wall Street, has died in his hometown in Sicily. He was 80. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.